here's a story from The World.
The pandemic has sadly disrupted our normal lives in many respects. There have been silver linings. One good example, the pandemic has ushered in a new era for science. We're now on the cusp of yet another generation of vaccines, ones that use DNA, with India leading the way. As The World's Ilana Gordon reports, this new class of vaccines could also help fight diseases beyond COVID.
Vaccines are all trying to train our body's immune systems to recognize a virus. The Oxford AstraZeneca vaccine, the Sputnik vaccine, and the J&J one all use viral vectors, or viruses that have been inactivated and re-engineered to transport genetic material of the coronavirus into our cells. A DNA vaccine sends in the DNA or code for part of the virus directly.
It just has that little blueprint of the virus, that little sequence, so that it tells your body, make an immune response against this so that it can protect you.
Amit Patel is a scientist at the Wistar Institute in Philadelphia and a lab that's been pioneering the DNA approach for years for diseases like Ebola and cancers. She says DNA is similar to these new mRNA vaccines for COVID-19, like those from Pfizer and Moderna. But there's a difference.
So mRNA, it gets sent to the cells, and then it starts translating right away. What happens when you give DNA is that it needs to make mRNA first in the cells. And so you just have an extra step in the recipe that your cells take care of.
There's advantages and disadvantages to each kind. Scientists here are among about 24 groups around the world that are developing DNA-based vaccines for COVID-19.
I mean, I always spent a lot of time in the lab, and when COVID happened, it definitely increased how much time I spent here.
She leads me around a bright, open space area. It has lots of counters, biohazard containers, and pipettes. At the end of a counter is a small machine that has a glass case and a mechanical lever.
So this is called a plate washer.
The lever moves plates. They look more like large video game cartridges. They have about 100 little dips in them that hold samples of blood serum. The lever moves that plate behind that glass case, where a vacuum and washer performs chemical tests on those samples.
To understand whether or not we have immune responses against our DNA vaccine and see whether or not there's antibodies or not.
The COVID-19 vaccine developed here is in the final clinical stages. It's being tested around the world. But in India, a DNA vaccine was recently authorized. It's the first in the world, and a point of national pride. Prime Minister Narendra Modi boasted about it during his speech at President Biden's vaccine summit at the UN last month.
Two indigenously developed vaccines have received emergency use authorization in India, including the world's first DNA-based vaccine.
The vaccine is called ZyCoV-D. It's three doses, and the country is expected to roll it out any day now once they finish negotiating prices. Scientists at the company Zydus Cadila in Western India developed it and put it through a trial involving nearly 30,000 people. They reported an efficacy of 67%. Here's Sharvil Patel, Zydus's managing director on CNBC International.
We believe this platform will allow early adoption to any new strains or variants that get created. And the platform is extremely safe, which will aid in terms of the vaccination.
Independent scientists like Dr. Shahid Jamil are really excited. Jamil is a virologist at Ashoka University, north of New Delhi, and at Oxford University in the UK.
It could completely change the way vaccines are made, manufactured.
Jamil says DNA is a much more stable molecule compared to mRNA. It's easy to make and store. It doesn't need super cold freezers.
Look at the possibilities of vaccinating people in parts of the world where you cannot maintain a cold chain.
But this kind of vaccine isn't perfect. For decades, scientists have had a super hard time generating a strong immune response in people using DNA approaches.
Muscle cells don't capture DNA very well. And whatever little they capture, they don't really process it very well.
One workaround now is that instead of a muscle jab, they're figuring out different ways to deposit it under the skin. This is where Jamil says the right kinds of immune cells are able to capture the DNA.
So that seems to have worked quite well.
The Zydus vaccine uses a special fluid jet that penetrates the skin. There's no needle. But Jamil says what really excites him is that DNA vaccines are easy to modify, and the technology has the potential to be really accessible.
In future, you can even think of having little DNA-making machines in doctors' offices where you can churn out vaccines. if this technology takes up.
Kind of like a vaccine printer, where the code could be sent through the internet from, say, Mumbai to Nairobi. Jamil says we're not there yet. In many ways, scientists are at the beginning. After decades of research and trials, COVID-19 has finally pushed forward DNA's proof of concept. The true test now is starting in India to see how well DNA vaccines actually work in the real world. For The World, I'm Alana Gordon.